Teresa was just 23 when she went to work at a pork processing plant. She'd immigrated from Mexico and had been in Nebraska for about a decade. It was 2011, and she was just starting a family with her husband. And she liked the job, making $11.50 an hour.
Packaging ham, like bagging whole and half hams, like 40 to 50 hams per minute.
Did you say 50 a minute?
Yeah, it was really, really fast.
Teresa took on lots of hours and was awarded Employee of the Month four times. But a couple years into the job, she started experiencing problems in her right shoulder. She needed the money, so she kept working. Finally, Teresa was diagnosed with injuries from repetitive motions, and she had surgery on her shoulder. It didn't work.
And I said, okay, why are you guys sending me back to the line when I have pain? And I need to go see another doctor. I need to go take more therapy. And they told me, I'm sorry. The doctor said you're going to learn how to live with pain for the rest of your life.
Teresa's story is common among the 500,000 people who work in U.S. meatpacking plants. Also common are complaints about the production line. The chain is the heartbeat of any meat processing plant. It's the mechanized driver of eviscerated hogs, cattle, and chickens cut into what consumers prefer. Tenderloins and top round, chicken breasts, and pork butt.
You see the pigs going faster, faster.
Gabriel is a former meatpacking worker who, like Teresa, didn't want to use a last name for fear of retaliation. How fast did the chains go? Well, in pork plants, it's 1,100 hogs an hour, or faster.
Go, go, go. You stop the chain because there is a problem. They come, I'm yelling. Hey, let's go, let's go.
The furious pace fuels an array of assaults to workers' muscles, tendons, ligaments, and nerves called musculoskeletal disorders, or MSDs. Government statistics show meatpacking workers have problems from repetitive motion injuries nearly seven times more often than workers in other industries. Injuries like carpal tunnel syndrome, tendonitis, and trigger finger.
Interestingly enough, almost all the folks that I've ever talked to tell me, well, the line's just too fast. It's too fast.
That's Dan McCausland. He's in charge of worker safety for the North American Meat Institute, an industry trade group.
I say, okay, how fast is too fast? Well, nobody knows.
He says any correlation between line speed and worker injuries is a myth, and he dismisses concerns with a pop culture reference to that I Love Lucy episode, the one with Lucy and Ethel unable to keep up with a chocolate factory conveyor belt.
Ethel, I think this... I think we're fighting a losing game.
So who settles the question of how fast is too fast? Well, it's not the government. The U.S. Department of Agriculture watches line speeds, but only to catch food safety problems. And the Occupational Health and Safety Administration, while labor advocates have pushed OSHA to set some standards, but the agency says it doesn't have the authority or the resources to monitor the pace of the production lines.
I'm still young. I had a dream, and now I cannot do a lot of stuff.
Teresa finally quit 5 years into the job. She's now 31 years old, and she's still living with pain. And she says, they disabled my shoulder. They disabled my life. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.